Our lesson today is from the book of Revelation, the very last chapter. And he showed me, John, a pure river of water of life, bright as crystal, going forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of her street and of the river, on this side and on that, there was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, according to each and every month, rendering its fruit. And the leaves of the tree were for a cure for the nations. And no accursed thing shall be there, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in her, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they have no need of a lamp, and the light of the sun, for the Lord God enlightens them, and they shall reign for ages of ages. And he said to me, John, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets has sent his angel to show his servants the things which must quickly come to pass. Behold, I come quickly. Happy is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Amen. Does anyone know what is being described here? What is being described? Anyone know? The story is taken a little bit out of context, but you may remember what's being talked about here. So John is on the Isle of Patmos, and he's seen many amazing visions. Dragons, a woman clothed in sun, given wings of an eagle, Michael and his angels fighting, lots of amazing visions. And this is the last vision. The holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride. So we know what's being described. The holy city, New Jerusalem. What is that? Well, part of what's being described is heaven. Listen to the description of heaven. There is a pure river of water of life, and a tree of life bearing 12 fruits, and the leaves of the tree were for a cure for the nations. So there's a river of life, a tree of life, and no accursed thing. And no night. So there's a river of life and a tree of life, and there's nothing accursed and no night. Mama. So there's truth, good, no evil, and no falsity. That's what that represents. So that's clearly heaven. And in heaven, there really are rivers of life. And if you drink the water of heaven, angels live forever. Now, they don't live forever because of the water they drink. They live forever because they worship the Lord, follow his truth. So that's what the river of life is, following his truth. And out of that river springs a tree. What happens to your life? So what happens to your life is a tree grows up and it bears fruit. You will bear fruit in your life, good things that you'll do, and leaves for the cure of the nations. You'll help others with the truth and the good that you can share through all the good things that you can do. That's what angels do. Angels live a life where they take truth from the Lord, they put it into their lives, and then they go and do good. So this is a description of heaven. The holy city coming down is a description of heaven coming down. That's what we want to talk about today, because it's also a description of the new church. our church, or it could be our church if we work at it. So listen to this. This is the end of the reading. And he said to me, "These words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets has sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must quickly come to pass." So the Lord sent an angel to show his servants. So who are his servants? Well, whoever does the Lord's will is the Lord's servant. We could be the Lord's servants, all of us here. And the Lord is sending his angel. Now, you may not have seen the angel, but the Lord did send an angel. An angel means a messenger, someone who's got a message for you. You can imagine somebody bringing a letter to you, written by the Lord, saying, "Here, the Lord wrote you a letter. Take it, read it. This letter's just for you." And that's what the word is. The word is the Lord's message for you. And he sent his angels to give you that message. And his angels are anyone that tells you about the word. Like John on the Isle of Patmos. Or like the angel that John saw. Or like Emanuel Swedenborg, who told us about what the Lord has to say. Or if you share the truth with one of your friends, then you are an angel. And at the end it says, "Behold, I come quickly. Happy is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Behold, I come quickly. Now on New Church Day, we celebrate the birth of our church. And it happened more than 200 years ago. And this prophecy happened 2,000 years ago. So that means it took 1,700 years, 1,700 years for this prophecy to first come true. And yet it says, "Behold, I come quickly." That means we have to be careful. It doesn't mean quickly in time. It means something more. It means quickly in state. And this is something to always be careful of when reading the word. It's not talking about natural things. When it talks about a new church, it's not talking about a new building. It's not even talking about a new congregation. It's talking about something inside. Because remember, the Lord was telling Christians who already believed that Christ was God, that this would happen. So it's true for us. After we've already come to church, maybe we've already been baptized by our parents or chosen baptism ourselves, that's the first coming of the Lord. And now he's going to teach you things. But then there's going to be a second coming, a new heaven, a new state for you. And that is going to come after a time and time, half a time. It's going to come after work and struggle. It doesn't just happen. But the Lord assures you that it will happen. The Lord is coming quickly. Imagine this. You're in a hole, in a dark hole, maybe hidden under an altar, trapped by evil priests. This is from earlier in the book of Revelation. And you want to get out. And you say, and you've been trapped there for a long time, but you thought you could get out on your own. And eventually you come to the conclusion, wait, I need the Lord's help. And you call out to the Lord. How quickly does the Lord come? He's already coming quickly. He's already coming quickly. Behold, he stands at the door and he is knocking right now. All you need to do is open the door. Call out to the Lord. and the new heaven can be yours. You too can be an angel. So listen to these words from Revelation again. Behold, I come quickly. Happy is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Amen.